Welcome everyone. Welcome back to the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jennifer Allen, guiding you to craft a more rested life, to align with nature's rhythms, and to honor your divine soul purpose and inner wisdom. This is episode 37, and in this podcast, I have your March 2024 rest message. This message was channeled via the rest deck by the Nat Ministry. But before we get to that, let us do a rest check-in. So find a comfortable seat. And if you are comfortable doing so, please close down the eyes. Take a moment to feel into your physical body. To feel into the mind and the state of your mental and emotional being. And to feel into the state of your heart and soul. And as you do so, notice how exhausted or rested you are today. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being supremely rested and 1 being utterly and completely exhausted, how rested are you right now? And if you are in need of rest, I am here to support you with the March rest message. Silence is a form of rest. Silence is a form of rest. I'll read straight from the card, again, from the rest deck by the Nat Ministry. Being silent is one of the infinite ways to rest. Rest is always available to you when you connect with silence as powerful ritual and as disruption of the unsustainable pace of this culture. You can go inward. You can pause. You can rest your eyes. How can you snatch a moment of silence today? I love this. It's so good. There's so many things about this. Silence as powerful ritual. I absolutely love that. Silence is both spoken of in yoga and Ayurveda, and we'll talk a bit about that today. And silence as a disruptor of this unsustainable pace. In this modern world, things are so unsustainable. The pace is so unsustainable. That's why I like to refer to rest as radical rest. Because when we stop, when we pause, when we become silent, that is a radical act, and it's a form of rest. Let's talk about that. When I think about the things that truly and deeply nourish me, I think about clean water, good, lovingly prepared seasonal food, relationships that nurture and nourish me. I might think of yoga, definitely yoga nidra, time in nature. And I would definitely add silence to this list as I have gotten older. Silence wasn't something I practiced much in my younger years. I'm known for being a little bit talkative. And especially in raising kids and having a family, there's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of talking all day long. I had two kids who really loved to talk, and I also loved to talk. So during that time, silence was really rare and really precious. And I think for most of it, it's still very rare and very precious. But as I've gotten older into my 50s, going towards my wisdom years, it's something that I've really turned to quite naturally. And I absolutely love the practice of silence. From the perspective of Ayurveda, let's talk about this a little bit through the lens of Vata Pitta Kapha. So movement creates the noise, right? The movement of the mouth, the tongue, the vocal cords, the larynx, whatever it all is that forms speech. Movement creates noise. I think of movement as Vata. Action gives our life meaning and purpose. So I think of action as that energy of transformation, that Pitta. But silence, which I think of as kapha, silence is foundational for discovering the direction of our actions. So silence is really valuable. I want to share with you a few studies and reasons why that silence is so powerful, and a bit more about it from the perspective of yoga and Ayurveda. I found it really interesting. One study I discovered, it was 2011. It showed that mice who spent 2 hours in silence each day grew more hippocampus cells. So the hippocampus is a part of the brain. It's important for memory formation and recall, and it's also related to sensory and emotional experiencing. So a healthy hippocampus is really essential for caregivers. It's essential for everyone. It's essential for managing stress and creating greater resiliency. And that is, both of those things are so, so important as caregivers, because shit's going to happen. Like, as caregivers, people are going to continue to need us. We are going to have to prioritize other people's needs at times. And caregiving can be very, very stressful. And so having a healthy hippocampus is super essential for this resiliency. And 2 hours a day in silence. Don't know if all of us have 2 hours a day, but good news, there was a 2006, that's right, 2006 study that showed even 2 minutes of silence is more relaxing, more powerful at reducing stress than 2 minutes of music. So if you have 2 minutes a day, maybe that's where we start with this practice of silence. And the other cool thing, when we make time regularly for the practice of silence, meditation becomes more available, more familiar, more accessible. So silence is sort of the gateway to deeper meditation. The practice of silence provides an opportunity for our brain waves to slow down to theta and delta. This is where the mind gets off that hamster wheel, and we finally find the opportunity for expanded awareness. This is what happens in yoga nidra as well. In the Hindu philosophy, in yoga and Ayurveda, silence, the translation is from mauna, M-A-U-N-A. This refers to the stillness of the mind and finding inner quietude, which can be achieved through controlled speech. So mauna is really the silence of the mind and the silence of speech. As far back as I could trace, this idea of mauna was the Bhagavad Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it's an ancient Hindu text, it talks about training our minds and our mouths to be silent. Because this silence is deeply transformative. And it's important to acknowledge that the background of the silence is our true nature. I'll read a quote. I'm not sure exactly where it came from, but I want to share it with you. Silence is not an absence, but a presence. Not an emptiness, but a repletion. Silence is more than just a pause. It is the enchanted space in which things open up, surfaces fall away, and we find ourselves in the midst of absolutes. In silence, we often say that we can hear our own thoughts. But what is truer to say is that we can hear ourselves not think. And so beneath our daily selves, we can drop into a place that allows connection with true self. Silence is a way of clearing space, of opening up, and expanding out. That's so good. So what are some other benefits of silence? I'm just going to share them with you 1 through 8. I can put the details of these in the show notes, but I just kind of want to go through some of the benefits and some of the science that supports the benefits of silence. I should say that. The science that supports the benefit of silence. I won't cite any more studies, but if you want that information, it'll be available. All right. Number one, your body becomes stronger. Your creativity is boosted. Number three, your brain power is boosted. Number four, you feel more energetic. Number five, you feel calmer. Number six, you can release muscle tension. Number seven was about wisdom. When we pause from our speaking, it's easier to hear our own intuition. We become acquainted with that still small voice inside that we're often too noisy to hear, right? Practicing silence allows us to access our inner wisdom. Also, number eight, it allows us to just be. It allows us to step aside from the doing and to simply rest in the being. So how do we actually do this, right? It's pretty easy. We just stop speaking. But, you know, in this modern age, how do we really make that a reality for us? So one, it's just like any other habit, like creating a time for your practice of silence. Right? Create a time for it. Protect this time. Make it just as important as brushing your teeth or doing your yoga or taking your walk, whatever it is. Prioritize it. Protect it. Make it sacred. Perhaps finding a spot, if it's outdoors or in a certain room or space. And turn off your devices. Step away from the stimuli of technology. That's going to help. Close your eyes and just rest in the silence. If you need a little support, you can connect in with the breath and focus on the space between the inhale and the exhale. And if you notice, even take a breath now as you take an inhale, just a normal inhale, and release it. There's a small space between the inhale and the exhale, between the exhale and the inhale. You can focus on that space, that space of silence. So those are just some tips that I've used to begin to step into this practice. And I invite you, I encourage you, after this podcast episode, turn off your phone, turn everything off, turn all your tech on silent mode, and you also drop into silent mode. Just sit and soak in the stillness of silence. What do you hear? I'd love to know. We'll end today's episode with a quote by Swami Shivananda. God, or Brahman, is supreme silence. Soul is silence. Peace is silence. Atman is silence. Silence is the language of Brahman. Silence is the language of the heart. Silence is the language of the sage. Silence is immense strength. Silence is great eloquence. Silence is God. Silence is a substratum of the body, prana, and the senses. Silence is the background for the sense universe. Silence is power. Silence is living force. Silence is the only reality. Dang. All right, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode with the March Rest Message. Don't forget, this podcast, The Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda, is sponsored by the Easeful Yoga Collective. This is a yoga membership and on-demand resource library for overwhelmed, stressed out, exhausted caregivers. In this membership, we move through the month. We align, flow, explore, restore, and rest our way through the five koshas. Each month is thoughtfully and intentionally themed with a pose, a practice, a mudra, and a mantra. This membership really combines the best of Ayurveda, yoga, nature wisdom for caregivers. You can check out the show notes to learn more. You can also access a free practice. And you can get on the wait list for the August 2024 enrollment. All right, everyone, until next time, I see you, I appreciate you, and I love you.